Welcome to the Data Life podcast. In this podcast, we talk about real life experiences with data, talk with people doing cool data science things, discuss tools and more. In this podcast, we cover both technical aspects as well as life aspects. In this episode, we are going to cover the life aspect and talk about women in tech. Most of the engineering and tech teams I have worked on have been mostly men. To share a couple of statistics with you, about 26% of computing related jobs are currently held by women. And in terms of like entrepreneurial trends, women only received about 2% of total investor funding. Definitely it seems very low than it should be. And I think that's why it's really important that we talk about it. Manning Publications, who has been a great partner for this podcast, are actually hosting a conference on this topic. It's on October 13th from 12 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This conference is free to join and will be streamed live on Twitch and will have lots of speakers from women in tech area. It will include topics like building a data science portfolio, building a chatbot, and having a successful career as a woman in tech. There will be women speakers from Dropbox, Microsoft, Warby Parker, and more. Please attend and see for yourself what's happening in the areas of women in tech. I'll put info in the show notes. To discuss the topic of women in tech, today we have a guest, Rupal Gupta, who is a data engineer and has spent quite a bit of time thinking about women in tech. She recently joined the industry after having graduated from the online MS in Computer Science program from Georgia Tech. I have mentioned about this program in my past episodes and would be great to hear from her about this as well. I'm also looking forward to speaking about women in tech with her and really excited to have her on the show. Without further ado, let's invite Rupal to hear her thoughts on this topic. Hi, Rupal. Welcome to the show. We are really glad to have you here.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
So, Rupal, to get things started, you pursued your online MS from Georgia Tech. I've heard really good things about this program. Can you tell the listeners briefly about this program?
Absolutely. So, I pursued my master's from Georgia Tech in the program called OMSCS. It is a fully online program in computer science, and it has a great collection of courses in data science, machine learning, theoretical computer science, AI, and more. And it's really affordable. It is one of the largest graduate programs in the world with people from all over the globe. For all the listeners of this show, you can check it out and see for yourself if it suits you.
Sure, we will add information about this program in the show notes. So Rupal, can you talk briefly about your journey in tech?
Sure. So my journey in tech started back in India, where I pursued my bachelor's in information technology. During undergraduation, I had a really great database engineering professor. She made the technical problem solving sessions really fun, and she got us excited about the field in general. It was then that I decided to pursue my interest in the field of data. This early experience made me realize the importance of having mentors and role models. So currently, I'm learning about cloud technology and AWS and how to use it for data science projects. Also, I love exploring data, both in the form of data analysis and visualizations. And I feel that visualizations allow for creative expression and can bring forth stories about data that can really drive decisions.
Thanks, Rupal, for sharing your story. I agree about how role models and mentors are really important. So the next question is, like, as a woman in tech yourself, what do you think could help increase women in tech?
That's a great question. I feel that there are three things that will really help increase women in tech. The first and foremost is having more women in technical leadership positions. And to achieve this, I believe that the women who are already in tech should figure out opportunities for growth and not doubt their own potential. I would urge them to discuss with the team their passion and interests and start taking concrete steps towards them. For example, you can set up one-on-one with your manager to discuss this. Start a tech meetup group in your company for people to meet and share personal projects. Second, if you're not working in this field already but want to, don't let anyone stop you from trying. It can seem intimidating from outside, but there are a lot of great resources out there for women looking for tech jobs via communities such as Tech Ladies and Power to Fly. And third, from a hiring point of view, companies should explore creative ways to hire. For example, getting more women engineers involved in the interview process. And also they can go to Women in Tech conferences.
Oh, that's cool. Women in Tech conferences. So what do you think about them? Like, have you been to one?
Yeah, so conferences are awesome to connect with like-minded women about tech. I went to Grace Hopper conference last year, which is an amazing conference to hear from women all over the world. And also to talk with companies like Google, Microsoft, Disney, etc. I highly recommend it. It's a 5-day conference that happens every year and women share their experiences of how they are innovating in the tech space. For example, last year there was a talk from the founder of stemfromdance.org on how she is exposing young girls to tech skills while doing what they love, that is dancing. There were also great tips for returning mothers and women who had break in their career. I even got a chance to get my resume reviewed by one of the experts. Similarly, online conferences such as the one being held by Manning provide great opportunities to get inspired by women and get in touch with the role model.
That is a really great overview of conferences, Rupal. So to give overview about Grace Hopper conference to the listeners, Grace Hopper was actually an American computer scientist and she was actually part of the Navy. And she played a big role in helping develop COBOL, which is one of the first high-level programming languages. So, you know, she made a big contribution and this conference is actually named after her. And it's organized by a non-profit called Anita Borg Institute. And the Anita Borg Institute can be joined for membership and they have events all over the world. So what is, I think, really amazing about a conference like Grace Hopper is actually connecting with like-minded women from all walks of life, from all over the world. And I think if you can find that support group and be in touch with them throughout the year and then meet at Grace Hopper, you know, it's like a good way to keep going and having a support group. Main challenges I feel sometimes is not the lack of motivation, but rather not knowing what are the right tools and resources out there. And that's one of the reasons why we are recording this episode, so that you can share it with your friends and family, and hopefully it will help you to find the right resources. So anyways, Rupal, so the next question here is, as a woman in tech yourself, any specific challenges you faced yourself?
So I think the biggest challenge for me in tech so far has been around finding women role models. Finding mentors can be difficult without a prior network, but I know there are a lot of women and men out there who want to mentor and encourage women in tech. And with this thought in mind, I also created a website called womenmentors.co to help users find tech mentors. I decided to use Twitter data and read Twitter handles of women who were open to mentoring. Actually, I would like to invite the listeners to collaborate on this website. If you find this exciting, send me a message on LinkedIn and we can connect.
Could you tell the listeners again about what is the name of this website exactly?
Sure, it's womenmentors.co.
Very nice. So Rupal, I'm checking out womenmentors.co right now, and what I really like about the website is that even though you might not want to reach out to someone directly, like it can be intimidating, you could actually just follow a lot of these women because their Twitter handles are like right over here. And you could just go to their profile, see what they are sharing. And, you know, it's kind of like not exactly direct mentoring, but rather something like soft mentoring. And I kind of really like that. Another thing I like is that you could like search on the basis of your location. So if you are someone in a particular location, you can just search that and find mentors in that area. So that is really cool. Good job on this website. And for the listeners, if you want to collaborate with Rupal, we'll leave her information and you can reach out to her. you've talked about the conferences and also your experience in women in tech. What do you think in general, like, what are your tips for people kind of like breaking into data science and tech? Like, what would you recommend them? What are some of the tips?
Yeah, it can be daunting to get into data science and tech, especially interviews. Interviewing can differ so much from company to company, and the expectations can vary. For this, I would just say that keep your concepts clear. Books like Hands-on Machine Learning by Aurelien Geron is great. I'd also recommend practicing with buddies. Interviewing.io and Pramp are my two favorite places to meet other buddies to practice interviewing with them. They have also recently added data science interviews. With some of them, you can even get interviews from engineers from top companies. Apart from practicing code on LeetCode and HackerRank, I would also highly recommend educative.io for its machine learning, data science, and system design tutorials, especially the ones in the Grokking series.
Those are some really great resources, Rupal. Definitely the Grokking series, the Grokking, the data science, and the Grokking, the system design interview, even though you might not be interviewing, like just going through them and just seeing that it's like a blog, it's like a series of blog posts kind of thing. And you can learn quite a bit about how to design, like, say, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and how to like think end to end about storage capabilities, latency requirements, and distributed systems, caching, and so on and so forth. Is there any specific tool or technology that you would recommend our listeners to learn going forward?
Yeah, so I'd say cloud services in general. Nowadays, there are so many things that are possible by putting data into S3 or host models through AWS SageMaker or do any large data analysis through PySpark with servers running in cloud. I feel that the combination of cloud and distributed data systems is the present and the future. One way to develop and showcase your expertise in this area would be to pursue AWS or GCP certifications.
Indeed, certifications are actually a really great way to develop your skills and get to know of some particular kind of AWS technology that you might not have used, and you can get exposure to it. For example, you might not have used serverless and Lambda, or you might not have used a specific kind of SageMaker techniques. So pursuing them, I think, is a really great way to put that on your resume and also learn skills that you can use in your interviews. And I completely agree about distributed data systems as well as cloud technology, because from what I'm seeing in the industry, as the data gets bigger and bigger, you can't analyze the data through, say, a Pandas data frame, because, you know, it's like, say, 20 GB data. So then the distributed data analysis becomes really important. And the second thing would be then that you want to have really low latency for the models running in the cloud. And for that, like, you might need to host it in a distributed system in a cloud server through AWS. And there is quite a bit of like stuff over there that is typically covered in DevOps areas. But typically nowadays, like, even data scientists are now expected to kind of learn and understand those kind of systems, at least at a high level, so as to guide the data architecture. So, you know, those things also are definitely going to become crucial as time goes on. So, Rupal, any final thoughts? How can listeners reach out to you?
Sure. I'm happy to help the listeners in any way. If there are listeners who have questions on how to enter the field of data science or tech in general, please message me on LinkedIn.
Thank you, Rupal. It was great to have you in the show.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. All the best, everyone.
This concludes our episode on promoting women in tech. It was really great to discuss this topic with Rupal and also get all the great resources that she shared about breaking into tech and data science. It's another reminder, by the way, about Women in Tech Conference on October 13th by Manning from 12 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be live streamed on Twitch. Anyways, take care, stay safe, and have a great week ahead.